Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Launching Life's Journeys podcast special campground series with my lovely host, Maris Brennan from MarVac. We have probably one of the most unique guests that we've had year to date since we've started the Launching Life's Journeys podcast special campground series, because it's our first ever county park. So get ready. Now, this one can go two ways, Maris. You and I are both proud WMU Western Michigan University alum, and we have Jacob Brown. Jacob, where did you go to college?
I went to what I think is the best Michigan university.
Which is what?
CMU, the Chippewas.
Oh, my lands. Well, let's see if we just all can't get along. Just kidding. Nothing but a lot of respect. It's Maction. I love it. If you're part of the Mac, I'm all in. So, Jacob, Maris introduced me to you. We talked a little bit offline. I think it's really, really cool what you've done. You studied and you majored in Parks and Rec, and here you are living out your career of what you wanted to do. You grew up in Grayling area, so I would say that you are spoiled, sir, because you've got to enjoy all the beauty that we have in Northern Michigan. Before we start peeling the onion, as we always do, again, we want to welcome you to the Launching Life Streams podcast. Thank you for being a guest and taking some time. You are the first county park we've ever had, so wear that badge proudly. Jacob,
yes,
for everybody listening and watching, my first question immediately when Maris told me, where is Otsego County?
Yes, so Otsego County is in Northern Michigan. The main city here in Otsego County is Gaylord. Has a lot to offer the city of Gaylord. Also, the surrounding communities are awesome as well. We have Johannesburg, and then we have, of course, a couple of the other smaller cities, Wolverine, Elmira. We have a lot to offer where, up north, you get the up north feel, you're not too far from the Mackinac Bridge to get up into the UP, and, it's a really great community to, live in and be a part of. You got Traverse City not too far to the west of us, within an hour drive. You can work your way to the east side of the state as well. We're in a great location, being right in the center of the state, if you want to call it up here. So.
Well, and I know too, Maris, when I talk with you, that you have so much to offer specifically with the Otsego County itself, and I'm going to let Maris get into the fun stuff, but I always do the meat and the potatoes, the kind of you need to know basis. So a lot of times, as I always hear people, is they always have this aha moment because, weather changes, things change, they need to book somewhere last minute, and they go, well, there's this Otsego County Park. And then they get there and they go, whoa, we didn't know they had all that. So good news, everybody. We're going to let you know today with Jacob Brown everything that they have to offer. It's really unique. So let's remove one big misconception. Number one, you told me offline you have about 80 sites available. And of that, it's a mix of 50 and 30 amp service. You do have fill and dump station available, so it's up to everybody to manage their own rigs. You have four cabins also that are available. But the first misconception, Jacob, everybody thinks, oh, county parks in the state of Michigan, they don't allow seasonal sites. To everybody that thinks that, guess what? You're wrong. Jacob, can people have seasonal sites with Otsego County?
Yes, sir. We certainly have seasonal sites available. We do them in 30-day increments. And, we have every year we have a handful or more of people that come, and they're here all summer long. They get here the beginning of May and they're here through the end of September. And so we certainly, we have people here all summer long. And they're, this is their home away from home for those months that they're here.
That's awesome. Now, Maris, you had outlined they have a lot of cool things, things I can't pronounce, like Libkey and Wawa and Iron Tone. Can you want to get into some of the fun stuff with Jacob and as far as what all of those are?
Yeah. So first, I think it's important to recognize that it's Otsego Lake County Park. Okay. So, Jacob, actually, you're on a pretty good-sized lake there, right?
Yeah, so it's, you know, like you said, Otsego Lake, you know, it has a lot to offer. You know, it's a fairly large lake. It's not a very deep lake, but, you know, there is, you know, everything that any other lake would have to offer: jet skiing, you know, boating, you know, water skiing, you know, tubing, all that. You know, we have a boat launch, our boat launch here at the county park. That way our campers and other folks that come in, you know, have a way to launch your boat onto the lake. And, you know, there's, you know, of course you get the beautiful sunsets and sunrises and all that. You know, it's definitely a great lake.
That's awesome. You are adjacent or in Manistee, the forest, the national forest?
Nope. So we're adjacent to it. So we're not, you know, we're not a part of the Manistee Forest, no, but we are nearby.
Okay. About how far away for people that maybe would want to know? Like an hour drive, 20 minutes?
I would say it's certainly within an hour drive. I would say, okay. you know, definitely safely within an hour drive of us.
Okay. Very nice.
There is National Forest near you, right? Or is there not?
So there towards Traverse City area, there's of course the Sleeping Bear Dunes, which is a national park. There is, you know, lots of state land and national forests, throughout the area. You know, pretty much in all surrounding areas, you know, you can get to any of these national, protected areas. Again, definitely within an hour, but probably even more so within a half hour drive, you can get to a lot of these areas.
There's just, I'm, you know, one of those downstate people that all the forests are Manistee Forest. They're not, and that's okay. There's still really good hiking there. So tell me a little bit about the other cool stuff that's right around that area. Most of it is named after Indian, I'm assuming.
So we, one of them
start
is...
start with Wawa Sioux.
There you go. Yep. Start with that one.
Yep. So we have Wawa Sioux Beach, which is on the opposite lake side of the lake from us on Otsego Lake. There, it's a free day use public beach. It's the only free beach on Otsego Lake that anybody can just drive up to and enjoy the day.
That's awesome.
It's a unique beach. It is. It's three layers down to the lake. So, you know, you can be right up top near the barbecue grill. We have picnic tables set out. There is two vault toilets there as well. And then, you know, you have the middle section that is, you know, all nice and sandy, and then you have the lake down below. Right now the lake level is, you know, fairly high still from the last few years, so that, you know, lakeside, you know, beach is not quite as big as what it is has been in the past, but the lake levels are, you know, starting to go back down, so we're getting part of our beach back from there. So you know, and then of course we have the swimming area that people, you know, there's all people out there on warm days swimming there. And, you know, the boaters and jet skiers are going by, you know, occasionally we get people that pull up to Wawa Sioux and they, you know, swim there, or they, you know, hang out on the beach or do whatever. So, you know, again, it's, you know, it's the, you know, only free, accessible beach on Otsego Lake. So we're happy to be able to provide that for, you know, the people of Otsego County and all the visitors that come to the area and are looking for fun stuff to do.
Hey, and one thing I didn't ask, how big is the lake?
So the lake, I believe it's not 9 miles around. So the circumference, again, 9 miles.
So that's big.
And I, you know, the maximum depth. Yeah. So it's a pretty long lake. I would say the maximum depth, I would say, is roughly 20 to maybe 25 feet deep at its deepest point. So it's a fairly shallow lake. But the positive with that is, you know, it's going to get, you know, a bit warmer than some of those, you know, the other lakes in the area that quite a bit deeper. So
yeah, you'll freeze your face off in some of those lakes up there. So if you actually want to, you know, that's good for the listeners and viewers. If you want to go to a camp place where you can actually enjoy the water, sounds like we found a home run of a spot at the Wawa Sioux. I love that. Do you guys make shirts? I want a Wawa Sioux shirt. That's cool.
That is a cool shirt.
Yeah, we haven't made any past, but definitely something to look at for sure. So
can I ask, do we know what Wawa Sioux means?
You know, I am not sure on that, but you know, it makes me want to, you know, we partner with the Historical Society and getting different, you know, old pictures and old artifacts and things like that. So I'll have to see if they have any information on that for sure, because now I'm wondering the same thing.
Well, until we know, this is the unofficial meaning then. It's warm and awesome. So if you don't want to freeze your face off, get to Wawa Sioux Beach, which is free. Yeah. Free, everybody. That is a great thing.
Yep.
So Jacob, when we were talking before, we're now kind of in the middle of camping season in Michigan. It's near the end of July. Things are starting, you know, kids are having to go back to school. Football season is starting, all that stuff. But you have some really great things coming up over Labor Day and then into September, October. Let's talk about those.
Yeah. So come in the upcoming, you know, Labor Day holiday weekend coming, you know, not too far away. We're going to be having, you know, hay rides. We're going to be having movies at the campground host site. We always have the ice cream truck coming through for the weekend. So the ice cream truck always makes an appearance at least once or twice a week.
That's awesome.
You know, and we always try to, you know, if we have the opportunity, we like to add different activities. One of, you know, one of those is sidewalk chalk drawings, you know, bike parades we'll have throughout the summer. So we always try to, for those holiday weekends, to have something a little extra to give than just, you know, being here camping. We want to offer a little extra.
Didn't you tell me you have food trucks coming? I love food trucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yep. So in September, the last two full weekends in September, we have our Halloween weekends. So we always have food trucks. This year we're going to be having a hot dog stand, and then also an elephant ear food truck. And then we'll have the ice cream truck again there for the weekend. The second Halloween weekend, we're going to have in addition to that, we're going to have a local food truck. It's called the Dessert Wagon. They have all sorts of different desserts and things like that. So that'll be fun.
I want to interject. So again, for any first time RV owners, I want to be explicitly clear that the Dessert Wagon is much different than a Honey Wagon. Okay. They're not the same. You want to go to the Dessert Wagon, you want to stay away from the Honey Wagon, okay?
Yeah.
Just want to put that out there.
Honey Wagon is a big thing for Will. Also, food is a big thing for Will. So we have to make sure we separate those out.
Yes, exactly. What about this? So obviously you and the team work very, very hard to have a calendar of events, you know, as you've outlined. You've got the Wawa Sioux, the unofficial meaning, warm and awesome lake. You've got this Libke Sports Field. What is that all about?
Yeah, so we have that location, Libke Sports Fields. What's there is a softball field, and then the rest of it is just a big open space. What it's used for is during the fall. We have the flag football program and the youth football program. with the Gaylord schools in the area. And again, you sometimes will get, you know, a team from Johannesburg schools or Vanderbilt schools. And they use that facility through September and October. And they have their games. This past spring, the Little League baseball and softball teams, they would use the softball field for, you know, practices, things like that. So although there wasn't any games being played on it, it's used for practices. But we also, you know, it's open to the public as well. Another people can go there. Great place for, you know, just throwing a baseball or football or throwing a frisbee. You know, and we're going to be looking at in the future, looking to hopefully continue putting more opportunities out there as far as throughout the summer. We're also going to be having in August, on August 10th, there's going to be a lacrosse camp there.
Oh.
To have opportunities for folks, anyone that's interested in taking part in the camp. But they're going to be having, you know, a skills camp and just kind of, you know, all ages and all levels. So start learning how to play lacrosse and hopefully to get it more use and more play up here in this area of the state, you know.
So it sounds like to me
it's a really great facility.
Yeah, it sounds like to me you've got a great location for parents to keep their sanity. If the little campers are driving mom and dad nuts, get over to the Libby sports field and run as fast as you can. Burn off some of the sugar from the pancakes you had at breakfast. Well, that's cool. What about this Iron Tone Springs Roadside Park?
Iron Springs is Roadside Park is our park on the northern side of the county. And it's a roadside park. It has a pavilion with, you know, roughly 10 picnic tables throughout the park. There is a nice, you can, you know, pull off the side of the road and have your picnic lunch and listen to this stream that goes through. We have yet another vault toilet there. And, you know, you can see some cool wildlife in that area. You know, there's lots of birds that will fly down into the creek and, you know, hang out down there, get their drink or, you know, take their bath, I guess, down in the creek, you know, and you know, nice quiet area. And it's, you know, a nice picnic area, whether you sit down on one of the picnic tables or you put a blanket down in the grass and, you know, use one of the barbecue grills to make your hot dogs or burgers or whatever it might be. And it's been there for a long time. It's you know, one of the older parks that we have in the county. We're hoping next year there's an artesian well there. Unfortunately, right now it's not usable just because, again, it's been there for so long. You know, it needs some work. So we're hoping by, you know, this time next summer, we have it, you know, fixed up and ready to, get used as well. So, that's another great, you know, great aspect to look at. We're going to be working on a hiking trail that's there with some cool, signs and information throughout the park. And, that way, if someone chooses, they can also go for a little hike there.
Well, that's awesome. Maris, everybody knows you love dogs. So is there anything for dogs, Maris, over there at the old Otsego Lake County Park?
Well, my newest dog is a big swimmer. Do you have a beach in an area that they can go play?
Yes. So at the Otsego Lake County Park, we designate an area down near our boat launch that people can bring their dogs down to, let them swim, play fetch with them into the lake, whatever you choose. If your dog's not a swimmer, though, we do also have the community dog park right down Gaylord. And it is a huge facility. It's from what I've heard, it's one of the biggest dog parks in northern Michigan, if not the biggest dog park. Wow. We have a yep. So, and we have in that area, we have a large spot that we designate for bigger dogs, you know, and then we have a smaller area for any, you know, smaller dogs. So then, you know, the small dogs can go play and do their thing without having to worry about those bigger dogs, you know, wanting to play with them and having any, you know, anyone get hurt. So right outside the dog park, we have a pavilion with a couple of picnic tables there. We have drinking fountains for both the dogs and for their owners there.
Wow.
And it's a really great place, you know, and, you know, between the county park, you know, letting your dog swim and hang out on the beach down there, and the county or the community dog park, you know, we got lots of opportunities for not only the campers or visitors, but also their, you know, dogs and pets as well.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. We just had Dave Miller walked in. He's a proud owner of a long-haired German Shepherd. Roxy's her name. And I guarantee you that you would get the four-paw approval from old Roxy. She would love it up there near Grayling. It's got a cool park over there for the dogs.
Well, I just have to say, I appreciate very much the fact that you have an area for the big dogs and an area for the little dogs, because I have great big dogs. And the little dogs terrorize the great big dogs. It's important to keep those big babies separate, because the little ones, they are feisty little. And I did not say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it became really clear to me a couple things, Maris. One, Jacob Brown, we can forgive him for being a Chippewa. He's making the university proud. You're the director. I think it's an awesome achievement on yourself personally to be running the Parks and Recs here. I think that what you and the team have done is you've created an awesome atmosphere for families to go and camp any time of year to see the northern middle part of great state of Michigan. So kudos to you and your leadership, Jacob, on what you guys have put together. You got a lot to offer. Just kind of want to recap. We're talking 80 sites with a mix of 50 and 30 amp, four cabins. You got fill and dump stations that are available. You can have 30-day increment seasonal stays, so you can get a hold of Jacob when you call the Otsego Lake County Park. As Maris kind of outlined, there's so much to do, whether you want to get in the car and drive a little bit. You're right in the middle of everything. They have Wawa Sioux. Remember, warm and awesome lake. Great place to go for your family. Learn more. If people want to learn more, Jacob, where do they go? Are you on social media? Are you on the website? And if so, what is your information so people can find you?
Yes. So we have a Facebook page. It's that Otsego County Parks and Recreation Facebook page.
Okay.
And then we also have, we also have our website. And it's going to be the general county website. So it's otsegocountymi.gov. And there you can get all the information about the Parks and Recreation Department and any other information that you might want in regards to Otsego County as well. Because, man, we have even, you know, lots of other opportunities even outside of the county Parks and Recreation Department as well. We have, you know, the Sportsplex downtown, you know, that's got the indoor pools and ice rink, and we have the community center downtown that's got the gymnasium inside. We have all sorts of sports leagues that take place during the winter that that the Parks and Rec Department runs. We have a lot of other, you know, we have the Grown Nature Preserve in Johannesburg. That's a large nature preserve with, you know, miles of trails and snowshoeing and, you know, lakes to take a look at, you know, so we have a lot to offer up in this area.
You do. And if they can't find you, they can always find me. You can go to marvac.org, their web information. We just updated it yesterday to have all of the newest, latest, and greatest stuff on there. And they will also be in our directory for next year. We are already starting to edit for the 2024 directory. It's going to be a really great one with some really great content in it. And all of our members will be in there for you to find, including.
While you're doing that plug, Maris, because you know everybody's going to be asking, when does the new directory usually come out?
The new directory will be out the first couple of weeks in January, but we probably won't have it in the welcome centers and in those areas until after the Novi show in February. The very first time that that is out to the public is usually at the Novi Spring Show.
Okay. Well, with that, on behalf of Marvac and Heartland RV and the Launching Life's Journeys podcast, Mr. Jacob Brown, Director of Otsego County Parks and Recreation, we want to thank you so much. You're making Central Michigan proud. We are friends. We're going across the aisle. WMU, CMU, we can work together. We can coexist. I give you a lot of credit for all the lifetime memories that you're helping create for families throughout the great state of Michigan. Get to the Otsego County, Parks. Tell them Willie sent you. And Jacob Brown, thank you so much for being a guest today on the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it. And it was a great time.